Studies show that Interstate 35 between Austin and San Antonio is one of the most congested stretches of highway in the country. For 20 years, area planners have been talking about relieving some of the gridlock with what has come to be known as the Lone Star Rail Line. It would extend from Georgetown north of Austin to Texas A&M's campus in South San Antonio. The cities of Austin and San Marcos have already signed contracts pledging financial support. During her election campaign, San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor was reluctant to make that commitment, but Thursday, during a forum on regional growth, she said San Antonio will approve $500,000 to move forward with planning, though she's still unsure about the long-term costs.
$500,000 we can find, and the question is still for the future what the operating expense would be. And so those numbers are still being firmed up. There's still a question mark there.
The next step is to work out a contract with Lone Star Rail that will tie down our financial obligation for at least the next 5 years.
That's San Antonio Councilmember Joe Cryer. He says the Alamo City's annual obligation could rise to $2 million during those 5 years, but there would be protections.
My concern is that we make sure when we get that agreement that taxpayers in San Antonio are protected in terms of we know exactly what we're paying, that there's a locked-in cap on it, because a lot of times these kinds of projects tend to run off the rails on cost. So we need to have an exit ramp that would let us bail out if we wanted to. Lone Star has said they're comfortable doing that.
Cryer is a big fan of the rail line. In addition to taking vehicles off the road, he believes the train would make college more affordable for 250,000 students who live along the corridor.
If Lone Star Rail just picked up 5% of those, that would be 7,500 students a day. And the great thing about it is it means that a student can live in one end of the corridor, attend school in another end of the corridor by train, and get back the same day so they can stay at home with their parents.
Cryer says the city's dollars would pay for engineering and administrative costs and for financial negotiations with Union Pacific. He believes there are private investors willing to bankroll the capital costs, like purchasing rail cars. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.